Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And you see Christians all the time trying to figure this out, don't you? And people even write books about, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And why don't bad things happen to bad people? You know, that kind of stuff. People trying to figure it out in their minds. And then people come to the conclusions, well, life is not fair. And what they mean by that is God is not fair. The implication is God is not fair. There's no rhyme or reason to any of this. I mean, chance. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you ain't. And you know, sometimes it hits you, and sometimes it don't, and you just never know. Huh? Which we all at Faith Life Church know that is not a scripture. Right? No. The Bible talks about us knowing some things. Ephesians told us not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We're supposed to know what His will is. He's given us His Word to reveal it to us. But He said, you know, do you think that they were sinners above everybody else that dwelt in Jerusalem because that tower fell on them and killed them? He said, I tell you, no. That wasn't the case. Wasn't because they were worse people than other people. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now keep reading. All this goes together. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone. Now this all goes together. This is prayer. This is intercessory prayer. A lot of people call all prayer intercession, and it's not. But this is intercessory prayer we're talking about here. What did he say? Lord, spare it. He said, let it alone this year also. Give it some more time. And I'll dig around it and we'll fertilize it. And then if it bears fruit, good. And if not, then after that, you can cut it down. That's intercession. Now, what does this have to do with the first part? Why were there some people that normally would have been at that tower who weren't there? Why were there some people who were spared, who were around the tower? But it seemed like it fell on them, but it didn't hurt them. They escaped miraculously, while other people just seemed to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Why? He said it's not because they're worse sinners than anybody else. Unless you repent, it could happen to you. But what? He goes on to talk about how that somebody stands in the gap and asks, Lord, have mercy. Spare them. You know, I'm sure you've heard some of it too, but we were in a position, especially on 9/11, when the Twin Towers were attacked and so many people died. We know some people who live in that area and were privy to some personal testimonies about people who worked in those buildings. And I'm telling you, it's amazing how many people that should have been there weren't there. It's amazing how many people were spared. All the things that happened. I know some people lost their lives, but there were a lot of people who were spared too. Thousands. Thousands. And you see that again and again and again. And friend, it is not without rhyme or reason. Why then? You might say, well, I know, but that guy that worked up there, he's money hungry. He's greedy. Why was he spared that day? Do you know his mama? Do you know his grandma? or his daddy, or his grandpa, or his brother, or his sister, or, you know, his mama's pastor, or pastor's wife, or, you understand what I'm saying? You don't know everything behind the scene, but again and again, if you could look behind the veil, there'd be somebody. A bunch of mamas and grandmas and other people. Amen. Saying, Lord, I know they're living like the devil. I know they are. But that's my baby. Have mercy on my baby. I know if they get what's coming to them, judgment is close. But spare them. Spare them. We'll work with them some more. We'll dig around them and prop them up and give them some more time. And I tell you what, the Lord hears these prayers. Amen. And He answers them, and He grants time and space for repentance and change, and millions are spared that would have otherwise been judged because of this. Whew, glory to God. Don't you thank God? Don't you thank God? Oh, my, 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 my. I know my grandmother was one of these. She's in heaven now, but a praying woman who knew God. She'd see and know things supernaturally. I think she had the ministry of a prophetess in her life and didn't know it. Nobody knew what it was, or they called her a witch. And she was shunned and scorned by some because she'd see things and have dreams and visions and know things. They didn't understand it, but they came to pass. Some of the very people that mocked her and made fun of her. As a young man, I saw grown men come and kneel beside her rocker and cry and ask her to forgive them because everything she said come to pass. They mocked it and spurned it in the beginning, but it came to pass. Well, you know, my great-grandfather donated the land for the first Pentecostal church in our area. And my grandmother was a secretary and treasurer and Sunday school teacher for, I don't know, what, 40 years? I mean, she taught generations. And they never forgot her. And my dad knew right from wrong, and my mom too. But as young people, and you know, I was born early in their marriage, and as young people, they did not serve the Lord. They ran from Him. Well, thank God, though, that Mama didn't give up. So, I was 15, I believe it was, and my brother was 12 or 13, and he was riding a motorcycle. And came over a hill in the middle of the road and ran head into a truck. Hit the bumper with his head. That's what stopped him. Well, they rushed him to the emergency room. And they didn't expect him to live, you know, through the next few minutes. I mean, his skull is split open. His neck is broken. I mean, his face is torn apart. They expected him just to die right there on the table. But he didn't. And they had time to transport him to a larger hospital an hour or so away. And they expected him to die. In fact, he laid there in the emergency room, and they had some gunshot victims come in, that kind of thing. They let him lay there because they thought there was more hope for these other guys than him. They just let him lay there for a longer time. But he didn't die. And eventually they got to him. The next day, everybody said next day.
Next day.
The next day. I was pushing him down the hall. He and I were laughing and cutting up. The next day. Amazing. Well, we came home. My grandmother sent word for us to come see her. We did. We filed in there. She's very soft-spoken. She said, she began to cry sitting on her couch. I'll never forget it. She said, "Now, Billy's my dad. Billy, the Lord has spared our baby like we asked Him to." She said, "Now, we're going to serve the Lord now, aren't we?" I tell you what, it wasn't a dry eye in the room. And Billy said, "Yeah, Mama." And the next Sunday, we was in church. All of us. And the Lord spared us. Hallelujah. We've seen that kind of thing again and again and again and again. Thank God. that He hears prayers. And even though people are going the wrong way, your loved ones, your children or grandchildren or brothers or sisters or friends, oh, how important it is that you don't give up on them, that you don't forget about them, because you may be the only thing. I'm talking about you asking for the mercy of God may be the only thing standing between them and destruction, standing between them and their life being cut off and going to hell. So when the Lord brings them up on your heart, you bring them before Him again. You say, Lord, have mercy. Give them some time. Spare them. Right? And that's how people are spared. Go back with me to 2 Kings, please. Oh, thanks be unto God. His mercy endures forever. Go to 2 Kings, chapter 4. 2 Kings 4. The story is told in this chapter of the prophet Elisha, and how God put it on this woman's heart to take care of the man of God, this woman of Shunem. In verse 8, you begin reading about it. And she had money. Isn't it good to have money?
Yeah.
She was wealthy and had a nice house that she owned. And she told her husband, she said, you know, this is a real holy man of God. He keeps coming through here. And so they kept inviting him to come eat with them. It's good to have extra to invite guests.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
Have a nice, fully equipped kitchen with the best of the best. Right? That you can feed 10, 20, 30, 40 if you want to.
Yeah.
That was too weak.
Yeah.
And it's good to know how to cook. Must have been pretty good. He kept coming back. She said, this is a real man of God. And she said, you know, I'd like to see him have a place where he could be comfortable. He could get quiet. You know, a lot of people don't think this way, but, you know, I've traveled a lot over the years. And people who understand, they try to take care of you when you come in so you don't have to deal with a bunch of unnecessary stuff, so you can get quiet and be comfortable. If they do have understanding, they realize this affects what kind of services we're going to have. I've had other people just leave us out at the airport for a half a day. Nothing taken care of, nothing prepared. Well, you can be sure if they didn't prepare naturally, they didn't pray either. They haven't prepared spiritually. It's just a fact. The two go hand in hand.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.